Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 24th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline. Custom Health's Unique Addiction Deterrence Solution, Solving the Opioid Crisis. The American Medical Technology Coalition has launched the Opioid Addiction Deterrence Task Force to combat the opioid crisis through innovative medical technologies and partnerships. With 150 million opioid prescriptions dispensed in the U.S. in 2023, the task force aims to prevent addiction and support recovery through advanced solutions. By leveraging technology and collaboration, the task force will focus on prevention, treatment, and policy advocacy. Key areas include developing deterrence technologies, enhancing treatment solutions, advocating for policies, and raising awareness. The task force will launch briefings this summer to accelerate opioid addiction deterrence strategies. Custom Health, Persona Informatics, Healant, and Commonwealth Pain and Spine are among the technology partners committed to this initiative.
The Advocate, supporting the patient voice, releases 2024 U.S.-focused patient advocacy report. The Advocate, supporting the patient voice, has released the 2024 U.S.-focused patient advocacy report, providing insights on the relationship between patient advocacy organizations and professional societies, associations, and the pharmaceutical community. J&J ranked number one for advocacy, noted for their patient partnership approach. Amgen showed improvement and was praised for their innovation. Pfizer remained consistent, placing second in key areas. Sanofi also demonstrated improvement with a focus on patient engagement. Other notable organizations include AstraZeneca, Eli Lilly, Merck, and Bristol-Myers Squibb. The Advocate aims to keep patients at the center of healthcare decisions by elevating the voice of advocacy organizations and guiding pharmaceutical companies in patient-centric programs.
Heat stroke and heat-related illness rapidly rising as global temperatures climb. The World Health Organization reports that the number of people exposed to extreme heat has grown due to climate change. In June 2024, the global heat record was broken for the 13th consecutive month. Center for Neuroskills, CNS, offers tips for heat stroke prevention, including dressing in lightweight clothing, staying hydrated, and avoiding prolonged sun exposure. Dr. Gary Seal, regional director at CNS, warns that heat stroke can cause organ damage and brain swelling. Those at higher risk include children under 4, adults over 65, and individuals with obesity. Symptoms of heat stroke include high body temperature, dizziness, and seizures. If signs are present, call 911 immediately. For more information about CNS and their rehabilitation services, visit neuroskills.com.
Dr. Paul Nassif honored in Newsweek's 2024 ranking of America's best plastic surgeons. Dr. Paul Nassif, a renowned facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon, has been honored in Newsweek's 2024 ranking of America's best plastic surgeons for the second time. Dr. Nassif's expertise in facelift, rhinoplasty, and eyelid surgery has earned him a distinguished position among the top plastic surgeons in the country. Recognized for his commitment to excellence and dedication to providing the best outcomes for his patients, Dr. Nassif's extensive career spans over 2 decades. In addition to his surgical skills, he has also founded Nassif MD Skincare, offering clinical skincare products designed to optimize cosmetic surgery results and promote skin health. For more information about Dr. Paul Nassif and Nassif MD Skincare, visit their respective websites.
Employee well-being initiatives are common now, but few are having great success. New study by HR.com's HR Research Institute. HR.com's HR Research Institute has released new research findings revealing that 30% of HR professionals believe their employee well-being programs are effective, The study shows that organizations are actively working to increase various types of well-being through initiatives, but only 27% say their programs are well integrated. Top causes of stress identified include workload, work-life balance, and financial stress. The research emphasizes the need for more effective and cohesive strategies to improve employee satisfaction, engagement, and productivity. HR.com's Future of Employee Well-Being 2024 report offers detailed insights and recommendations for optimizing wellness programs and creating a healthier work environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.